Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You ever look at something for so long and you convince yourself it's stable? Even when you can feel the entire structure wobbling under your feet? That's what happened with the Delphi investigation. The public was fed an idea that multiple agencies were operating in a perfect harmony. A coordinated, disciplined machine built to find justice for two murdered children. You say something often enough, you repeat it at every microphone, and people will start to believe it. But the truth is that unified command was only ever unified in the press releases. Behind the scenes, this wasn't a machine, it was a malfunction. A collection of people who weren't working together, weren't on the same page, and in some cases weren't even aware of the same basic facts of their own investigation. You see, at the moment you dig into the depositions, you have investigators who cannot agree on the single most foundational question: who was running the damn case? One investigator sits under oath and says Superintendent Doug Carter removed the FBI from the investigation. Another investigator sits under oath and says that never happened. They both can't be true. They are opposite realities, but both of these men walked into that investigation every day believing their version was the correct one. That tells you everything, not about the case, but about the team that was supposed to solve it. You cannot have a functioning investigation when the people running it don't even agree on whether one of the world's largest investigative bodies was involved or not. That's not a crack, that's a canyon. And in that canyon, communication doesn't just break down, it evaporates. Truth becomes fluid. Memory becomes a tool instead of a resource. And people stop questioning discrepancies because questioning them means admitting the structure is broken. So they cling to their versions, their assumptions, their interpretations, protecting them, not because they're accurate, but because they're familiar. And anything unfamiliar, anything complicated gets kind of pushed aside. It's exactly what happened with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit. Early in the case, the BAU evaluated the crime scene. They saw the unusual placement of sticks. They saw the body positioning. They saw the visual patterns that appeared to have intention behind them. They saw indicators consistent with Nordic belief influence, the kind of thing tied to Odinism and ritualistic behavior. They didn't say it lightly. The BIU doesn't throw around speculation. They saw symbolic elements that required serious analysis. And you know what the investigative team did with that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, they did less than nothing. They buried it so deeply that by the time the defense finally got access to the relevant materials years later, multiple investigators claim they didn't recall the BAU's assessment at all. How do you forget a major behavioral analysis in a double murder case that's plaguing your small town? You don't. You choose to forget it. You don't document it, because documenting it means you have to follow it. And if you follow it, you have to invite complexity. Complexity, this team had neither the cohesion nor the capacity to handle. If that BAU assessment had been taken seriously, the investigators would have been forced to explore symbolic motives, potential group involvement, and suspect pools far outside the safe, comfortable quarters of lone offender thinking. And that terrified them, because they were already drowning, already overwhelmed, already losing their grip on their own version of the case. Ritualistic leads weren't just complicated. They were a direct threat to the simplified narrative investigators were beginning to emotionally invest in. But nothing illustrates the collapse of this investigation more clearly than the case of Ron Logan, the suspect they went after with more urgency and intensity than anyone else, and the suspect they now pretend barely existed. The FBI didn't casually check on Logan. They raided his house. They executed a federal search warrant. And to get that warrant, they submitted an affidavit so damning it reads like a blueprint for probable cause. Logan lived 1,400 feet. 1,400 feet from where the girls' bodies were found. His land bordered the crime scene. It practically was the crime scene. He had a known history of violence against women. He had protective orders filed against him. He had a documented pattern of behavior that made him a viable suspect before investigators even started pulling threads. But what really lit the fire under the FBI was that Logan created a false alibi and presumed a friend would just lie for him, pressured the friend into lying for him, and did it. Even before law enforcement arrived, came up with an alibi. Here, you're going to say where I was over here at this. Before they even came to ask questions. That's panic. That's anticipation. That's someone making moves because they know something is coming. And the FBI, they documented all of this. They listed witness reports that the bridge guy walked like he was kind of intoxicated, consistent with Logan's known issues. They listed tipsters, as many as 15, who believed the person in the grainy video resembled Logan. And we've done it here. It looks like Ron Logan. He's wearing the same clothes as Ron Logan, has the same gait, has the same size. If I were a betting man, I'd say bridge guy is probably Ron Logan. Does it mean Ron Logan is the person who killed these girls? No. There's no evidence to show bridge guy had anything to do with this, other than he was there, along with many other people, on a nice warm day hiking. But we can't pretend that facts don't exist in a case like this. The FBI listed his violent past. They listed his proximity. They listed his lies. The affidavit didn't call him a person of interest. Didn't call him someone who might know something. It said there was probable cause he was involved in the murders. Probable cause. That's FBI language, federal language, the strongest language the Bureau used about any early suspect in this case. So when the FBI raided Logan's property, they took everything: digital devices, clothing, knives, boots, vehicles, guns, DNA, animal hair, storage devices. They were looking for blood, fibers, trophies, digital footprints, anything that could lock him into the crime. This wasn't a fishing expedition. This was a full court press. And then, silence. No public explanation. No documentation. No results.
Nothing.
Logan dies in 2020, and suddenly the state begins treating him like an irrelevant footnote. A man who didn't matter. A man never seriously considered. A man ruled out early. Ruled out by who? Based on what? Because it sure as hell wasn't based on transparent forensic disclosures. And when an entire FBI raid vanishes from the public narrative, you're no longer looking at an oversight. You're looking at an investigation terrified to admit it abandoned something it shouldn't have. But Logan wasn't the only lead that was prematurely suffocated. You've got Fields and Holder, the two men tied to Odinism, tied to disturbing social media patterns, tied to each other. Fields is a man who famously asked the trooper if he'd be in trouble if his spit was found on the girls. You know, like you ask. That question should have put him in a permanent investigative spotlight. Innocent people don't speak that way. Innocent people don't conceptualize the possibility of, hey, if I spit on that body when I was out there the other day, might I be a suspect? Well, I don't know. Why might you have spit on a body? But instead of treating that as a flashing red alarm, investigators in Delphi brushed it off and slapped a no further action sticker on that lead. And then there's Holder, post-mirroring the crime scene on social media, runic imagery, Odinistic symbols, and a meme about helping move a body just days after the murders. Meanwhile, he owned a .40 caliber handgun, and the unspent round found at the scene also a .40 caliber. And somehow, despite this glaring connection, investigators didn't seize his gun, didn't test it, didn't eliminate him. They just let that thread dangle in the wind. This is not how serious investigators operate. This is how collapsing investigations behave. Ones that have already decided they were going and are trimming away anything that obstructs the path. And that path avoided symbolic evidence at every turn. The sticks arranged on the girls' bodies, the patterns, the staging, the visual intention. Sticks don't fall like that. They don't arrange themselves with symmetry. They don't create lines and directions. They don't conceal bodies when they cover almost nothing. These weren't random. They weren't accidental. But the investigators weren't interested. They didn't want to explore that possibility, so they didn't. They left the sticks there for days. They didn't test the origin, didn't map patterns. They didn't photograph them with precision or analysis in mind. They walked past them like debris because dealing with them meant operating and opening a door back up to the FBI's behavioral analysis unit and the assessment they'd already decided to forget. And if the stick negligence wasn't enough, you get to the bullet, the magical unspent 40 caliber round that somehow serves as the forensic bridge between the crime scene and Richard Allen's gun? But there weren't any photographs of that bullet where it was found. No recovery notes. No real clear chain of custody. From the ground to the lab. Just suddenly exists in a lab photo. No legitimate homicide investigator would accept that level of documentation on such a critical piece of evidence. But Delphi did. Delphi needed something, anything. And the bullet, poorly documented, questionably handled, became the hill the state decided to die on. Because the real hills in this case were ones they abandoned years earlier. And the discovery failures tell you this wasn't just incompetence. It was structural collapse. The 85-page Odinism report withheld for months, the interrogation videos withheld and taped over, the BAU reference material withheld, social media evidence withheld, every piece of material that pointed in a direction investigators didn't want to confront was conveniently delayed until the defense didn't have time to properly use it. None of these pieces on its own destroys trust in the investigation. But taken together, the fractures in leadership, the contradictory depositions, the ignored ritual indicators, the abandoned Logan raid, the Fields question, the Holder parallels, the stick negligence, the bullet documentation disaster, the discovery delays. Oh, how about the other guy? The one that's in prison right now, Keegan Klein, for dealing in child CSAM material. The one who was communicating with one of the victims the day they died, allegedly talking about meeting them where they happened to die. That's nothing. Nah. Unless they took years to arrest him for his CSAM material, which in itself is insane. This wasn't an investigation that found its suspect. This was an investigation that lost its way or really never had one. And once it lost its way, it couldn't bear to admit it. So when Richard Allen walked across that bridge in 2017, he walked into a vacuum. A vacuum created by investigators who had exhausted their leads, exhausted their cohesion, exhausted their ability to handle the symbolic and the complex and the uncomfortable. Allen became the easiest narrative at the moment the investigation needed a narrative more than it needed accuracy. He wasn't the product of competent police work. He was a product of an investigation that had burned every road behind it and couldn't bring itself to retrace a single step. This case didn't collapse when Allen was charged. It collapsed the moment the investigation decided to ignore the FBI and the BAU and kick him out. It collapsed when they let Logan's lead die with him. It collapsed when they brushed aside Fields. It collapsed when they failed to test Holder's gun. It collapsed when they left the crime scene under-documented. It collapsed when evidence was withheld. It collapsed when investigators contradicted each other under oath. It collapsed under pressure, under exhaustion, under fear, under the crushing weight of public expectation. Delphi didn't get justice. Delphi got an aftermath of an investigation that fell apart and then tried to hide it. And until someone in authority in Delphi has the courage to say that out loud, the truth will stay buried under the rubble of their collapse. Who's going to speak up? Who's going to change it? Because we've already seen others in this investigation who have spoken up, who have tried to help, get fired, quit, die under mysterious circumstances. Nothing to see here. Oh, there's a lot to see here. And if you're just learning about this now, if you're just hearing about this case, welcome. There's a lot of us here that aren't going to stop screaming until justice is actually served. And justice does not mean Richard Allen behind bars. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and that is where you will find us. Please hit subscribe while you're there as well. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.